Any questions?
Put yourself in another big RV hole. I mean, how difficult are you making on yourselves, and how, why do you think things are coming along so well?
I think it's just frustrating that we can't, it seems like we just can't make more than a couple plays in a row on defense or offense. Even on that first drive, we kick off and have them stopped on a third and seven or third and eight. They convert on a dump down to a back. We got to make that stop. That stops that first drive. Then we get them on, we make a couple great plays down there. It's third and 11 on the 11, and they make a play to score a touchdown. So it's, we make a couple plays. We can't make the third play to get off the field on defense. So then we give up the points. Offense, we come out right away and turn the ball over, which leads to another on the red zone, gives them another easy chance to score, and they convert for 14-0. And that's kind of how the game went. Even having said that, there was windows there in that second quarter. Yeah, we get the field goal, which was disappointing. We should have done a little more down there on that, but it's 14-3. We got the ball again. Our defense is getting some stops, and we have chance on offense. Twice before the half, we had the ball with second and one. We couldn't convert. Third one, we couldn't convert. We get the ball back. Third and five, we can't convert. So I guess you got to give credit to their defense for not allowing us to get back in the game. It was 17-3 there, and all of a sudden you go in at half at 17-10. You're feeling a lot better about yourself, but we just can't seem to make more than a couple. We just can't put drives together on both sides of the ball. We can't get off the field like the way we like. And so the second half, you just think, well, it's 17-3. Maybe we'll come out in the second half. We go three and out. You know, we can't convert third down. So, and then we get the big play to get back again, down by two scores, going into the beginning of the fourth, and they put together an 80-play drive. They're probably the best drive of the game when they had to. So, that's where we're at right now. We're just inconsistent, and like you said, we dig ourselves some holes because of the inconsistent play, and you just don't get away with that in this league.
Coach, Jay, a little erratic. It seemed like he was high, low, wide, and a lot of corners.
I think some. I think it just, there's too much pressure on him at times. Eluding a rusher every so often. Me, you have to go back and look at all that on tape and kind of see exactly why it was, where some of the throws weren't as good as you'd like them to be. I know early in the game, the first half, he was moving around the pocket more than he probably needed to, because of pressure. So some balls floated because of that. So I guess we'll have to look and see when, it's hard to tell from the sidelines all the time why some of that's happening, some of the routes that were being run. So, just on offense, obviously, you can't convert third downs. You're not going to win football games, and we didn't do that today.
Like, are you surprised how well the tight ends did against your defense today, considering Gates didn't play?
Yeah, I am. I think we thought that when you have a quarterback like they have, Rivers, we think he's very good. He makes guys look good. He puts the ball where it's supposed to be. Believe me, we didn't do this. There was not a letdown when we knew Gates wasn't playing. We knew that they still have some great weapons, and we saw that again today. And we just got to play better. It doesn't matter who's lining up. I mean, if you're not going to get the pressure on the quarterback, if you're not going to make a play on the ball more consistent than we did, you're not going to win a lot of games. Well, I think it was early. I think it was hard because we came out and went three and out a couple times. And unfortunately, it was three and out, then two and out because of the turnover. And then you're on 14. And it's kind of we were trying to get some rhythm, so we went to the no huddle. To try to at least move the ball, like a two-minute concept, to kind of at least get something going on offense. And we got down, got the field goal, which again it'd be nice to convert. It gets another time we got stopped in the red zone, which again that's hurting us too. Just in these first two games, putting a seven on there would have made a big difference. And then, like I said, we had chances to. Then we could have got back into the run game if we had converted something in that second quarter, when we had good field position and we had chances to move. If we got a couple first downs in that. The last two drives of the second half, I think it's a totally different game for us. At least we're more in the game than we ended up being in it. So, and then all of a sudden you're out of the run game, and we never got into the run game. So, it's our own fault.
If Jake under so much pressure, why not move the pocket with him?
Well, I think it wasn't that it was an onslaught that we couldn't protect. I think they blitzed him early. I think we had a mistake, mental mistake early by the back that got him flushed and threw the ball. So it wasn't that he was on. It was more like he was trying to buy time. As he was buying time, waiting for guys to come open, there was more pressure. And again, we didn't have a whole lot of football plays in offense. We had that ball for very little. I don't know if we had the ball 20 minutes to hold as far as an offense went. So it was hard to do a lot on offense because we didn't earn the rights for more downs.
Like,
I think he's doing what he's being asked to do. I think some of the other things are just break down in coverages and where some of the linebackers are supposed to be and what guys are expecting help and the help's not there. So I think that's something you have to – they're trying to correct on the sidelines when you're having some errors. Again, you're playing some young guys. I mean, I'm not going to make excuses. We just didn't play good enough to win, and we have to go back and fix a lot of those things or it's going to happen again next week.
When did Chris grandmother die?
But that's a personal matter. I really don't want to go into that about that right now.
Mike, what's your concern level with your offensive line? Are they gelling to the point you'd like them to be at this point?
Well, it's two games in, and we haven't got enough work. Like I said tonight, especially, I mean, our defense is on the field. I mean, some of that's their own fault of not getting off and letting the Chargers convert. But the other side of that is the offense has to take control to get the ball a little bit. And in both games, we haven't done that. And so it's our own fault for not being able to get into a run game rhythm. That's self-inflicted. If you're not going to earn first downs, you're not going to get a chance to take over a game. You're not going to get a chance to wear down the other defense. The other defense is fresh the whole game because you're not on the field as an offense. And unfortunately, our defense gets worn down because they're on the field so much. So it's just that's kind of how these first 2 weeks have gone. And we have to find a way to change the cycle.
Would you curse a certain level, I guess, for the football team as a whole?
Pardon me? Well, the concern is we're 0-2. I'd like to have played better, obviously, in both games. We're not playing good enough right now. So I think we'll leave it at that. I mean, we just got a lot of work ahead of us, and it's kind of up to us to see how we react to having two games where we didn't play very well at all. And we need to come back, coaches, players included. That when I speak, it's on all of us, starting with me. Obviously, we're not ready to play at the level as we need to play on a consistent basis. And we need to go back and make sure we're doing things we're good at and come out and put a full game together and see really where we're at. Because I don't think really right now we're really sure. Because when you don't play with the way you think you're capable of playing, then it's hard to evaluate too much. But it's hard to get carried away. You don't get carried away after 2 weeks. But there's obviously concern when you lose two games and you don't play anywhere near where you're capable of playing, we feel. So we have to go out and prove really what kind of team we are, and we just haven't done that yet.
Pardon me? Can you play about what you thought you
I don't. You know, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think he was in there. I think the good thing is he played, and it was he got through the game healthy. I'm not sure exactly how many snaps he got. Like I said, in offense, we didn't have a whole lot of plays, so I think he got accomplished what he wanted to as far as playing time, probably confidence wise, hopefully, and that's something we'll go back and watch the tape and kind of see where he was at. No, just trying to give him some chances. We've been thinking about Hawkins of getting him some reps since he's dressed up to, that's something we always thought he was good at. He's a quick guy. He's a guy that can make people miss, and we thought, at some point we'd give him a chance to do that. So this was a game where we thought, we weren't getting anything going. You're trying to find a way to get a spark, and he got us one. I thought that was a good decision by Chet and by Allen to make a change there to kind of, and he responded with a play. So I mean, that's exciting that that phase got us in the game. I mean, you look for something to get you going. That jump starts us to a great return. Four plays, we score a touchdown. We're down two scores again. And having life and thinking, hey, we have a chance. And I think that's what these guys got to realize, that even though we didn't play very well a lot of that game, there was windows and opportunity for us to get back in that game and get more in charge of it. And that was an example there after that one big play. But, they answered with a long drive and score. So that kind of shut the window real fast. So that's the stuff that, where we're at right now. Nobody that I don't think there's anyone we're concerned for. I mean, obviously, guys get nicks during a game, come out, you rotate guys, but I don't think there's anyone that we're, as of right now, that we're real concerned about. How we just said, I think we're okay. I think physically, that's a physical game. The defense on the field quite a bit, so I'm sure those guys are going to be sore, but I think there's nobody that we've lost at anything long term.
We'll bring out.